the 1921 race riot, you would have been like 6 years old.
Oh, but I do remember it well. My grandfather had a ranch down in the mounds. He had a colored couple that lived on it, took care of it. My aunt had a little hospital called the PNS over on South Carson. She had a colored couple that worked there. My parents had a colored couple that lived at our house. So Mother had all six of those people in her basement for the entire, however many days.
3 days or so.
3 or 4 days mm-hmm. that it lasted. But the main item of interest about that was the colored man that ran to the back door of Mrs. C.W. Kerr's house. C.W. Kerr was our pastor at that time, and they lived in 1738 South Boston. One morning, while the riot was still in progress, a colored man ran up on the back porch and banged on the door and said, "Let me in, let me in." And Annie was working there in the kitchen. It scared her to death, but she didn't want to see the fella killed. He said, "They're going to kill me." So she let him in. He says, "Hide me, hide me." She says, "Well, I don't know where to hide you." Finally, in desperation, she says, "Could you get in under the sink?" He said, "Let's try it." So she took the trash can from under the sink, and he crammed himself in there. Just about that time, two roughnecks ran up on the back porch and said, "We're looking for you know what, and we thought he came this way." They said, "We would like to come in, search the house." Well, she was afraid not to let him. So they came in, and they gave the house a good search. They commenced with the main floor, and they went to the basement, and then they went upstairs and to the attic and out to the garage and through the quarters, and then they left. She then opened the door to under the sink, and the man got out. He was soaking wet, and she said, "I didn't know my sink was leaking." He says, "Your sink ain't leaking, ma'am. That's sweat." She said, "Well, we can take care of that." So she took him upstairs to her son's room and gave him a dry outfit of clothing. She showed him the bathroom, said, "You get you a bath and put these clothes on and come downstairs," which he did. Ever after that, at least as long as he lived in Tulsa, he came and did their yard and was their general handyman. But Annie Kerr was famous for that remark. She didn't know her sink was leaking. It was man's perspiration.
And you knew about that story because your mother and father knew her?
Annie Kerr was Annie Coe Kerr. She was one of my daddy's sisters.
Okay.
There were quite a few of them, four or five of them. You know, there was a young man that was said to be the one who annoyed this white girl, and they had him in jail. But there was a bunch of them going to get him out and kill him. So the colored ministers and Mr. Kerr had a very good relationship. I think it was because the part of the country where he was raised, which was northeast Pennsylvania, and a lot of these colored preachers were abolitionists, political affiliation there. Anyway, they called on Uncle Charlie and said, would he come down and stop the riot at the courthouse? And he said he would. So Hawley, his son, took him down to the courthouse, and he stopped him from getting the man out of jail and killing him. But instead of going home, the rioters gathered themselves together and went up to Greenwood and started tearing down the town up there. Demolished the storefronts and burned the houses and burned their new church, and I don't know what all they did. As a result of that, it left a lot of them without any place to sleep. So Uncle Charlie told the ministers, we can take in a number of these and give them a shelter in the basement of the Presbyterian Church. They did, and then they fed them. Well, there was some of the people in the church that didn't think much of that idea. So they called him to task and said, how come you took those blacks in and fed them on our money without asking our permission? He said, I didn't know permission was needed.
And he was the pastor?
He was the pastor for 41 years.
Kerr.
C.W. Kerr. Good old Yankee boy. When they told him all that, why, he says, well, my wife and I have a savings account. We can recompense the church for all the money they spent. Or, on second thought, he said, we've been here 21 years now. Maybe it's time we found a new pastor. He says, I'm sorry, I have to leave. I've got a funeral to preach. So he left the meeting. Well, the minute he got out the door, they decided they didn't want him to leave. Of course, the church was just bursting at the seams. There had been a lot of talk about a new church. So they said, let's tell him we'll build a new church. They advised him of that, and of course, he was delighted. They needed a new church. The brick building was getting beyond taking care of everything. Besides getting a new church out of the deal, they promised the family a trip to the Holy Land, which they took. While there, Annie Kerr got a bottle of water from the River Jordan, which I have been told that she pasteurized on her traveling iron. And then they used that for the baptism the next Sunday, Easter Sunday. And my brother and I were lucky enough to be among those who were baptized with the River Jordan water. That was information from their grandson, Stephen Kerr, that story.
When the riot was on, you weren't witness to see anything. You were kept in the house.
Oh, we stayed in the house, yeah. Stayed at home.
Johnny, tell about being on the porch with your mother when...
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a huge front porch on our house. Mother had it full of plants and everything. So she was out there watering it one morning while the fire was in process. A man came running down Main Street and ran across our yard between our house and our neighbors. And there was somebody coming down the street, some men in a car. They were shooting at this fellow. And the shots passed between the porch pillar and the main part of our house with Mother and me out there on the porch. So we went in the house. He got across our yard and into the tailor's, and there was a retaining wall. All those old properties down there had alleys in that part of town, and he jumped over that alley wall and got away.
You could easily have been killed.
Oh, we could have easily been shot, yes, very easily.